Blog Talk Radio.
To the people and the Gentiles, Tommy Hart, the one the authorized version ascribes the name Lord God is Real, appears among us with great news. A former preacher of the church and author of the book of the law of God, All Things, the Demonstrated Power of God. Lord God would like to share what he has discovered during what is now a 39-year study of the Authorized Version Bible, also known as the King James Bible, coming from the Vatican. He comes to show Bible truths that have been hidden throughout Bible content. Lord God is Real decrypts all things kept silent and in secret inside the pages of the AVB, aka the KJV, all with a level-headed, easy-to-follow analysis unlike any other. His Excellency logically restructures the AVB's confusing text and separates the subject matter into two categories, truth and fiction. He also defines with clarity what is meant by the terms Lord, in all caps, Christ, God, many other titles, and who claims them now in this day. His Majesty concludes, the Authorized Version Bible, written in the year 1611, is primarily a law book, a history book, a legal document, and the first law between the Pope of Rome, the papacy, and the Gentiles. In other words, those who are classified as white people. Knowing the AVB, written during the conquest of Africa, Lord God exposes the many laws of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelations, which include the law of Passover, the law of God, and the law of the curse carried out on African black people worldwide. It is established the Vatican is a governmental body institution hiding in plain view under the cloak of religion. Lord God is here because the Vatican called for him in the pages of the AVB. So without further ado, it is with great enthusiasm I bring before you the host of the show. Please join me in a warm round of applause, the magnificent Lord God Israel.
Hear this all-important announcement. Hear this, all ye people. Give ear, all ye inhabitants of the world, both low and high, rich and poor together. The United States of America and the UK are secretly still holding black people, the people of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, in captivity. I repeat, the United States of America and the UK are secretly still holding black people, the people of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, in captivity. The USA and the UK are covertly still holding black people in captivity. Now, seven keys to black people's salvation. The salvation is about being saved from deception and captivity. Genesis 42, verse 18 says this, "This do and live." The seven keys. 1, Luke 11:28. It says, "Hear the word of God and keep it," or obey it. James 1, verse 22 says, "Be ye doers of the word and not hearers only. So the key, hear the word of God and keep it, obey it. Key two, Luke chapter 8, verse 21. Hear the word of God and do it. Do what the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, tells you to do. Hearing, keeping, doing the word of God. Now, this thing of hearing the word of the Lord is thematic in the AVB. The AVB, Authorized Version Bible, commonly called King James Version. Key three, Hosea 12, verse 6. It says, turn thou to thy God and serve him continually. Turn thou to thy God and serve him continually. Seven keys to black people's salvation. Key four, Proverbs 9, verse 6. It says, forsake the foolish and go in the way of understanding and live. The first statement I read from coming from Genesis 42, verse 18 says, this do and live. This do and live. Hear the word of God and keep it, obey it, and live. Hear the word of God, Luke 8, 21. Hear the word of God and do it and live. Turn thou to thy God and serve him continually and live. And now, Proverbs 9, 6, forsake the foolish, go in the way of understanding and live. Key number five, Genesis 31, verse 16. Whatsoever God hath said to thee, do. Whatsoever God hath said to thee, do and live. Key number six, John chapter 2, verse 5. Whatsoever he saith to you, do it. Whatsoever he, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, saith and live. That was key number six. And key number seven, Genesis 41, verse 55. What he saith to you, do. What he, the Lord, saith to you, do and live. Those are seven keys to black people's salvation. Seven keys to black people's salvation from deception and captivity. Now, what we noticed about these seven keys, black people's salvation, is it comes by hearing and obeying the word of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. salvation comes by hearing and obeying the word of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. And of course, this is all Bible. The Bible is instructive. It instructs black people in the way that they should go. Are you listening to me? The AVB instructs black people in the way that they should go. Black people's salvation comes by hearing and obeying the word of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. The black people's salvation is of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. There's a statement in the book of John that says salvation is of the Jews. Of course, that statement is deliberately incorrect. The statement that is true with regard to black people's salvation, the salvation that comes from the Lord, is Jonah chapter 2, verse 9, which says, salvation is of the Lord. Salvation is from the Lord. Who is the Lord according to the AVB? Tommy L. Hart is the Lord according to the AVB. Not according to his, but just, let it stay like that. Tommy L. Hart is the Lord according to the Authorized Version Bible, commonly called King James Version. What is truth? Answer. The last statement in Jonah chapter 2, verse 9 is true. Salvation is from the Lord. Black people's salvation is from their Lord, Tommy L. Hart. I have given to you seven keys to black people's salvation. Genesis 42:18 says, do this, one through seven, and live. And now, I hear my people in the USA speaking. They speak of fear. Fear for themselves as young adults. Fear for themselves as parents. Fear that they're child or children will not be coming home. Fear that those who have the sworn duty to protect all within their jurisdiction are actually out to do them harm. I hear my people speak of a certain conversation they have with their children, especially boys, that Gentile parents do not have to have with their children. Black people have a conversation with their child or children, especially boys, that Gentile parents do not have to have with any of their children. Many years ago, there was a song by a black duo, which I heard on the radio. The duo said this in the song, Lord, I am waiting for my child to come home. That line was the song's theme. Lord, I am waiting for my child to come home. Now, let me remind you, this thing of fear is in no way new. We have gone from fearing the slave owner and the slave master to fearing that which should be for our good. So my black people all over America have a common fear. Those whose job it is to protect and serve they fear those whose job it is to protect and serve. At this time, I will read a definition and afterward ask you what word is described in the definition. With the expressed aim of finding out clearly what kind of rule are we, the Lord's people, under in these United States of America. Again, I will read the definition and afterward ask you what word is described in the definition. With the express aim of finding out clearly what kind of rule are we, the people of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, under in these United States of America. Let's begin. Definition number one. What word is described here? The definition. To dominate or coerce by intimidation. Definition number one takes place very often in these United States of America. To dominate or coerce by intimidation. What's the word? Did you say terrorize? The word described in definition number one is terrorize. One of its meanings is to dominate or coerce by intimidation. Definition number two. What word is described here? The definition, an instance or cause of intense fear or anxiety. An instance or cause of intense fear or anxiety. Definition number two takes place very often in these United States of America. Did you say terror? Terror is the word described in definition number two, an instance or cause of intense fear or anxiety. The word described is terror. Did you say that? Listen to definition number three. What word is described here? The definition. The use of violence and threats to intimidate or coerce. this action takes place very often in these United States of America. Did you say terrorism? Terrorism is the word described in definition number 3. The use of violence and threats to intimidate or coerce. The word described is terrorism. Definition number 4. What word is described here? Definition: to produce widespread fear by acts of violence, as by killing, beating, being harsh to, and excessive force. Of course, this takes place very often in the United States of America. Did you say terrorize? The word described in definition number 4 is terrorize. Definition number 5. What word is described here? The definition: violence or threats of violence used for intimidation or coercion. This takes place many times throughout the United States. What is the word? Did you say terror? The word described in definition number 5 is terror. Violence or acts, or rather violence or threats of violence used for intimidation or coercion, terrorism. The word described in definition number 5 is terror. Definition number 6. What word is described here? The definition: to govern or use authority harshly or cruelly, be oppressive, to treat tyrannically, oppress. Definition number 6 takes place very often in these United States of America. What is the word being described in definition number 6? Did you say tyrannize? The word described in definition number 6 is tyrannize. To govern or use authority harshly or cruelly, be oppressive, to treat tyrannically, oppress. Definition number 7. What word is described here? Definition: to keep down by the cruel and unjust use of power or authority. Definition number 7 takes place very often in these United States of America. As for the word, though, did you say oppress? The word described in definition number 7 is oppress. To keep down by the cruel and unjust use of power or authority. And finally, definition number 8. What word is described here in definition number 8? Listen. Cruelly overbearing. Tyrannical. Definition number 8 takes place very often in these United States of America. As for the word, did you say oppressive? The word described in definition number 8 is oppressive. These 8 definitions and these 8 words are descriptive of police forces throughout America, the United States of America, that is. They are descriptive of the government of the United States of America. In the United States of America, the police oppress and tyrannize and they oppress and tyrannize my people. The above 8 words and definitions speak to the government of the United States of America. It speaks concerning or with regard to the government of the United States of America. The government of the United States of America, inclusive of its police institution, with respect to black people, is unjust, it is oppressive, it is terroristic, it is tyrannical. It is a government which terrorizes black people. It is a government which is against the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, and his people. Isn't that something? The government, the police institution throughout America is oppressive to black people. It is tyrannical. It is a terror, people. This is something that many of us see happening on a very regular basis. Things we see in these 8 words and definition are things which we see on a very regular basis. It's a sad thing, but it's a good thing to know the truth. What type of government the United States has and the true description of its police force, and to know its target. If I can, let me just state these words, these 8 words, if I can here. First word is terrorize. The next word is terror. The next word is terrorism. The next word, terrorize. The next word, terror. The next word, tyrannize. The next word, oppress. And the final word here, expressive. Words describing the United States government with respect to its treatment of black people, the people of the Lord, and with respect to the United States of America's police forces. I can't say any more than those words. Join me on Twitter at hashtag Tommy L. Hart. And join me also on Lawmaster Program on Blog Talk Radio. Consult Blog Talk Radio to hear the archives of the Lord. You should make Lawmaster Archives your dwelling place. Join me next time when the judgment continues.